You are listening to Christian Audio's production of For Better or For Kids, A Vow to Love Your Spouse with Kids in the House, written and read by Patrick Schwenk and Ruth Schwenk. This audio recording was produced in 2017 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with HarperCollins Christian. Originally published in English as For Better or For Kids, A Vow to Love Your Spouse with Kids in the House, copyright 2016 by Patrick Schwenk and Ruth Schwenk, all rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Chapter 1, Marriage. It's not what we expect, but it is good. True love doesn't happen by accident. It's deliberate, it's intentional, it's purposeful, and in the end, it's worth it. Darlene Schacht from Messy, Beautiful Love. The first sign Ruth and I had that our ideal picture of marriage would crumble happened the morning of our wedding. During the early hours of August 8, 1998, I stopped by Ruth's parents' house to pick up a few items. Ruth and her bridesmaids were scurrying from the house to a car waiting to take them to the church. It was barely light outside. The bridal party was a blur amongst the hustle and bustle. However, one image stood out with great clarity, the image of Ruth ducking into the car carrying a large steel cooking pot, the kind of pot you make loads of chili in. The problem was, Ruth wasn't planning on cooking, she was planning on marrying me. But she was sick, nauseous, on the verge of throwing up sick.
No, this is our wedding day.